From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Russians calling it anti-Russian hysteria. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. of creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. On the Russian ministry's website, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's intrusions an act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. They were leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in the country. On Saturday, Bangladeshi Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the suspects were members of the JMB, a band group who were blamed for an attack on a cafe in the capital of Dhaka in July. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports security in northern Nigeria remains fragile and that people who have suffered for years from Boko Haram are living in fear of renewed attacks from the militant group. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Boko Haram militants have largely been routed by the Nigerian army. However, they have not disappeared and still pose a threat in the northern part of Borno State. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says
they have found similar patterns in these places of a high level of vulnerability among people displaced by Boko Haram, with nearly every family affected by very worrying protection issues.
Spindler says women are forced to send their children, some as young as five, to sell small items or beg in the street so they can buy food and medicine. Others, he says, send children to collect firewood for sale. This puts the girls at risk of sexual attack. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Spindler says many families are headed by women because their husbands were killed by Boko Haram, were forced to join the insurgents, or disappeared. Hurricane Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of people homeless. Haiti had never really recovered from a devastating earthquake in 2010. The Haitian town of Jeremy, with a population of 30,000, is completely destroyed. Drew Garrison is a Haiti-based missionary with the group Mission of Hope.
The closer we got to Jeremy, the further from Port-au-Prince, it was just complete devastation. Anything that was not concrete was flattened. The palm trees were bent over in half or completely ripped of their leaves. There were several little fishing villages that just looked desolate.
Matthew is now moving northward just off the eastern U.S. coast, causing mass evacuations from Florida to North Carolina. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apologized in a video released early today for making lewd remarks about women in 2005 that surfaced in a video on Friday.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
Republican Party officials have condemned Trump's remarks on the 2005 video, and some have withdrawn their support. Trump's main opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, called the statements horrific. WikiLeaks, by the way, has released a pile of emails from Hillary Clinton. The emails released Friday include transcripts of her speeches to Wall Street firms. Ms. Clinton is reported to have said both public and private position are needed on policy issues. She's been dogged during the campaign by perceptions of a lack of trustworthiness. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.